It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with, in studio, Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. Let's go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line from Baton Rouge Proud, and she covers the LSU beat out in Baton Rouge, but always got a great interest in LSU's women's basketball team, Chessa Boucher. Chessa, thanks so much for joining this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me.
Chessa, we had on Coach Mulkey, I'm going to say about 9 days ago, and she brought up to me, she said, I'm worried about, you know, lack of size we have inside. And she said, but we're going to try to improvise the best we can. And I was telling this to Charlie where you could see the big difference with UCLA yesterday. I was surprised how well UCLA shot from the perimeter. I mean, I didn't think they were that good shooting from the outside, and I thought that was the big difference in that game yesterday. It wasn't so much the size difference inside.
I agree with you completely, but I think Kim Mulkey, they took the approach of, your team is going to beat us, not Lauren Betts, and I think that's the best way to go when you are undersized. And I mean, let's be honest, Lauren Betts took a beating. She got two fouls early on in the first quarter. And so you're like, hey, this is kind of working to what we game plan for. And then you just couldn't get buckets to fall. If you go back and look at the stats, so they had some big time numbers off of their bench, which hasn't really been their forte all season. They're the number one seed. Lauren Betts has been kind of their go-to and how they put up a lot of points. But it was off the bench. You had Gabriella Jaquez and Tamaya Gardner, and Gabriella, she only averaged 9 points a ball game. She freaking went 4 for 5 from the three and had 18 points. And you had Gardner, she only averaged 8 points a ball game and she had 15. So Kim Mulkey and them were putting their money on, let's shut down Betts and make her team beat us. And that's kind of the difference maker there. But I will say, not only is Betts, you know, she's 6'7", she's a big post player inside, but they're also super long, and it's not just from the inside. Their guards, aside from their point guards, are all long and have a lot of size compared to what LSU is accustomed to. And I think we saw that too with some of the shots that LSU took. They were leaning, they weren't straight on to the basket. It was more of a hesitation as opposed to before. When you're playing people that are more your size, you're not afraid to go up and just put it in their face.
Chessa, you've seen them play a lot more than me, but that was as physical a game as you'll see LSU play. I mean, UCLA was physical, but so was LSU. I mean, you know, they went sort of toe-to-toe with them. You and I have had this conversation. You want to watch bad refereeing, just watch a women's basketball game in college. They got it all across the board. And I'm not blaming the referees for that loss. I thought UCLA was the better team yesterday. But how could you not see that ball come off of somebody's foot? Come on. That's horrible, but I do think that that is something, the physicality of UCLA gives them a real good shot, you know, that maybe to be the champ.
Yeah, I think seeing SEC play week in and week out, I think UCLA especially learned last year that if you want to compete against LSU, you're going to have to be physical. I will tell you, the two games that stand out the most to me from this LSU women's season, Oklahoma was one of the more physical games I have watched in years. And yesterday's game kind of went right there toe-to-toe with the physicality. When I played back in my day, I was all about the physical game because I like to run and bump. And if I'm going to get called for a foul, you're going to feel it. So for me, I love the physical games. It definitely was more in UCLA's favor just because of the size difference. But, I mean, LSU had plenty of opportunities. They just were not very smart with the basketball, couldn't really get anything going offensively, and just didn't take advantage when Betts went to the bench in the second quarter and they were outscored. And it was just, at that point, it was like, man, if they had shots that fell like we had seen throughout the season, I feel like LSU fans would have felt a little bit differently going into the second half. But LSU just struggled to shoot the basketball, and again, turning the ball over 15 times and UCLA scoring 16 points off of them. It's just a hard deficit to come back from, and that's what we saw yesterday.
Chessa, you know, it's an old saying about never underestimate the heart of a champ, and I watched it in the first game. Man, Duke had them. They had South Carolina and could not put them away. And you think about all the losses South Carolina has, graduation, everything else, and just unbelievable, the poise of that young team to pull this out late, because I really thought I was watching the upset here with Duke. And the more and more I watched, that thought of never underestimate the heart of the champ, Duke found out yesterday.
Yep, 100%. But I think there's been such a rebuild in women's basketball at South Carolina. They are used to winning, and they know how to win. And I think we saw the difference there of Duke hadn't really been in the NCAA tournament. They hadn't gotten far under Coach Carol Lawson. She is an SEC former Lady Vol, and I've covered her plenty when she played against LSU here in Baton Rouge. But there's nothing like experience. And I think what you're seeing from the South Carolina team is that they know how to hold on to win down the stretch. And I think experience plays a huge factor in that. And I was with you. I thought Duke was going to do it, and I was going to be so excited. And then I was just like, Duke, what are you doing? Just put them away. Like, just do it. You can do it. You can do it for all of us. And instead, they were like, no, we're going to choke, and South Carolina is going to win in advance. And that's what we saw. So it's not a great feeling yesterday.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerd Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
They seemingly squeaked by in this NCAA tournament. Yes. I remember the Maryland game was super tight at the very end, and they kind of dropped the ball late. But it's been chalk madness in the men's and women's tournament is what a lot of folks are calling it, Chessa. And now you have two more games left to decide. The Final Four tonight, TCU and Texas, another SEC school, and then UConn and USC. Everyone knows about the Juju Watkins injury with USC and how devastating that was. Now UConn's almost 15-point favorites tonight. But your thoughts, 2-1 seeds already in with South Carolina and UCLA. Your thoughts on the matchups tonight, TCU, Texas, and then UConn-USC.
Yeah, I think UConn is the best team. I think UConn's going to go ahead and win it all this year. I don't think, I just don't think South Carolina has the pieces to try to contain Paige Beckers. I will tell you, I am extremely excited for Haley Van Lith at TCU, the year that she has had. We saw her struggle at LSU. I wanted her to do well at LSU. She just didn't fit into the mold, into the program that Kim Mulkey likes from a point guard. Kim Mulkey and her point guard, she wants you to be a facilitator first. And it sounds simple to be like, oh, okay, I've been a shooting guard my whole life, but I'm going to be able to come in and be the point guard. We saw Haley Van Lith struggle. So for her to have the year that she's had at TCU, they had never been to a Sweet 16. They punched their ticket to Elite Eight. I hate that they're going up against Texas. I think Texas and Madison Booker is going to be a little bit too much, too physical, and I think Texas and UConn are going to be the final four pieces. But Haley Van Lith, you got to give her her flowers. She's had a hell of a season, and it's been a fun ride to watch her have a lot of success.
Chessa, when we had Coach Mulkey on, she was, Mike, I wish I had Anisha Morrow longer. As a coach, I wish I had her longer. And she just gushed about not only the player, but her leadership and her toughness and her ability when called upon to be, the A personality. She could step up and do that. And if she was called upon to do other things, she would do that. But she really gushed. And I think of all the young ladies that are leaving that team, that's the one that Kim Mulkey's going to miss the most.
100%. Because Anissa has that never say die. Like, you tell her, hey, you can't do that, she's going to do it, and then some. And I think she's been the underdog her entire life. And I think that's what Kim Mulkey has been so drawn to Anissa, is that Kim Mulkey has felt that way, of being the underdog and having to prove yourself. And Anissa just has that dog in her. Like, yes, she's 6'1". She's undersized for a post player. That hasn't stopped her. She's been able to have almost a double-double almost every single game she has taken the floor. And I think that just shows her ability, but she's also a three-level scorer. She can score on the inside. She's efficient inside, and also her jump shot is beautiful. But then you leave her out on the outside, she can knock down some threes. So, yeah, when I heard the post-game interview after the loss, and Anissa talked about, you know, what Kim Mulkey has done for her and basically not being given a chance to be the best that she has been and to come to LSU and to find a real home and to leave her, you know, her family in Chicago, and to basically a culture shock for her, because let's be honest, from Chicago down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it's a big difference. Like, you can only eat so many crawfish and feel like you're part of this state. So I think what she was able to accomplish at LSU has been amazing. I just hate that she never got to go to a Final Four. That's, for me, not just covering her, and she's been so fantastic, but just the athlete and the human being, for her not to to be able to experience the Final Four. I just hate it for her.
Chessa, before you know it, the 2025-26 season will swing right around. It's almost like football. I mean, we think it's a long time, but almost the blink of the eye, and it's here. From what they've gotten high school-wise and then the portal now, what do you expect Kim Mulkey to try to add to this team to get back? Because she made it plain and clear, we're not going just to go to the Sweet 16, because that was a Will Wade line that, you know, last year we went to the tournament, but it was almost like a field trip. Hey, it's nice to be here, but no, once you're here, then you want to win it. And, you know, and Coach Mulkey was, no, we way beyond that, way beyond that. It's Sweet 16, you know, you get to the Final Four. What do you expect for them to reach out portal-wise in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, before I answer your question, I think it's hilarious because Kim Mulkey, every time she has gotten to the national championship, she has won it. Yep. So for her, she's like, hey, if we can get there, we're going to win it. We're going to do this. So I think for her, it's Final Four or bust every year because those are her expectations. Now, going back to the transfer portal, I think the two biggest needs, Kim Mulkey is notorious for getting point guards out of the transfer portal because she takes experience over anything. She is not going to give the keys to a true freshman and say, hey, go run my program. Bringing in the number one recruiting class in the country, that helps a lot. I think you're going to see a lot better guard play. But I think the two biggest needs are going to be Kim's going to go get her a guard that has experience and that's more of a facilitator as opposed to a shoot-first guard. And I also think she's going to get a post player. I think Jersey Wolfenbarger, bless her heart, she's got the height, but she's not strong inside. She can bang with some girls that might be a little bit smaller than her, but she's not going to be able to go toe-to-toe with some of the bigger posts that you're going to face. So for sure, Kim's going to find another – I mean, you're not going to find another Anissa Morrow. She's one in a million, but she's going to go in and find somebody who has a knack for the basketball and who is one of those bangers inside, because that's what we've seen from Kim. Here in Baton Rouge, she went and got Angel Reese. She went and got Anissa Morrow. They're going to go get another big inside because you need that. I think Samaya Smith had a fantastic NCAA tournament run, but I think Samaya Smith is not going to be who you want to build your program around underneath. I think she needs some more size because she's not one of those bang inside. She's more of a finesse post player. So I think Kim and them are going to get a big, and they're going to get an experienced point guard, and I think they'll be back in the tournament because – that's what Kim Mulkey expects, and Kim can get the best out of the teams that she's had.
Chessa, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always appreciate your time, insights. Do an awesome job, and we appreciate you coming on here. When we ask, you one phone call away, and we appreciate that.
I try to make it with y'all. Y'all are always the best, so I'm glad y'all invited me today.
Thank you, Chessa.
Thanks,
appreciate
Chessa.
It. Chessa Boucher does a great job covering the Tigers, also does a little bit of certainly Saints stuff for Baton Rouge Proud.
Calling her shot too, Mike. UConn winning it all. I mean, it's an interesting pick because Paige Becker's got the star power. You know,
and you thought maybe USC had a shot because they had Juju Watkins
and the torn ACL is just devastating.
And it does happen. Hey, listen, that happens in sports, and that just difficult to see the way it happened for Juju.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.